I'm Rona Tarrant. Democratic leaders in Congress are accusing President Trump of visiting the Texas border to draw attention away from his other problems. Trump was in McAllen yesterday, hoping to make the case for his nearly $6 billion border wall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested the president was taking pride in the shutdown. Meanwhile, President Trump has said he may declare a national emergency to fund the border wall without Congress's approval. President Trump got a brief look at the work of a well-known Catholic Charities-run refugee center in South Texas during his day-long trip to the border. The president visited the Humanitarian Respite Center in McAllen at the invitation of Sister Norma Pimentel. The president also joined a roundtable presentation on the situation facing migrants and those who serve them during his visit to the center. Church representatives working with immigrants and refugees have criticised Brazil's planned withdrawal from a global agreement to safeguard migrants. Brazil's foreign ministry sent a telegram to its diplomats this week, asking them to inform the United Nations about the country's withdrawal from the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly and Regular Migration. The Brazilian Bishops Conference said the decision disregards the needs of people fleeing violence and poverty in their search for safety and comfort. A Vatican official has said the aim of Pope Francis' February meeting on abuse and safeguarding is to clarify and underline what must and must not be done with allegations. Andrea Tornielli, who is editorial director for the Vatican Dicastery for Communication, published an editorial saying the meeting will aim to ensure no more cases are stonewalled or covered up. The meeting is scheduled to take place from February 21st to 24th and will bring together presidents of the world's bishops' conferences, the heads of Eastern Catholic churches and leaders of religious orders. Catholic Church leaders in Congo have questioned the official outcome of the December 30th elections, saying the officially published results do not correspond with the data collected by the church's 40,000 observers. Congo's Electoral Commission declared Felix Tshisekedi the new president with 38.5% of the vote on a 48% turnout, making him the first opposition challenger to win power peacefully since Congo's 1960 independence. It made the announcement late on January 9th. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.